Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Alan Shipley, the owner and president of Carpet Care Craftsman here in Colorado Springs. And Alan, thank you for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Andrew, it's my pleasure. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I am alive and kicking.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to taking care of carpets, there's a lot to consider. And let's talk a little bit about what you guys do at Carpet Care Craftsman.
Well, we are a commercial and residential carpet cleaning company, certified, probably the highest level certification that you can get in the industry. I'm a certified carpet inspector, and I have certified master cleaners on staff. So we are more of the technical side of the cleaning industry.
And when we talk about carpet cleaning, you know, it's not just an aesthetic thing as well. This could really help improve the overall lifespan of, you know, a major investment you have in your home.
Yeah, you should clean for health instead of appearance. Most people wait until the carpet looks bad, and by that time, it's hard to recover it back to a like-new appearance. But if you clean to keep the house healthy, you clean more often, which means that the appearance of the carpet lasts a lot longer. I've actually got clients that have had their carpet on the floor for over 30 years, and it still looks like brand new, and it's a very healthy indoor environment.
Yeah, and when we talk about kind of that time frame for getting your carpets cleaned, you know, what would you suggest would be the optimum amount of time to go between cleanings to maintain that health of your carpet?
Well, there's a couple of different schools of thought on cleaning. One is I have a warranty, and in order to maintain my warranty, I have to have it cleaned every 12 to 18 months. The other becomes personal preference. And what I always tell people is clean your carpet before it gets to a point that's unacceptable. Once it gets to an unacceptable level, then the carpet is harder to recover.
And when we get to that kind of level of, you know, even looking at recovery, is that possible if, say, you have some really kind of ground-in high-traffic spots?
Sometimes those have to have a couple of cleanings. A lot of times, though, you know, we go into a lot of homes where we have a light colored carpet and they have a dark traffic lane that isn't really soil. Carpet is kind of like a crushed velvet material. It will either absorb or reflect light. When it reflects light, it looks shiny and bright. When it absorbs it, it makes it look darker. I've seen on a white carpet where a traffic lane actually looks black and dirty from one side, but you walk around to the other side and you can't see anything. You flood it out with light and the shadowing goes away and you don't see any kind of darkness on it. But once you take that flooded light away and let the natural light cast across the surface pile, it creates that darkness again. So some people that think they have dirty carpet really don't have dirty carpet. They've got shadowing. And the one way to find that out is walk around the spot. If you walk around the spot and from every angle it looks the same, you're looking at dirt. If you walk around it and from one side it looks lighter and the other side it looks darker, you're dealing with shadows.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of kind of discussion over, you know, making sure that you're taking care of your home properly. Obviously, everyone's infected by this inflation we've got right now. So some might try to maybe cut costs, but that could have some pretty devastating effects. And we know that there are some, you know, bad apples that kind of ruin every industry. So what are some issues that you've seen if people are trying to just, you know, kind of cut costs or do the easy way to maybe try to get the carpet cleaned? Is it worse off than just going through a licensed, reputable company like yourself in the beginning?
Well, and most of the, if you think about the rental equipment, the instructions for the rental equipment are not made for cleaning carpet. They're made to sell chemical. If you follow the directions on your rental or even the spot machines that you buy at the store, a lot of them have you injecting solution into the carpet, waiting for it to dry and then vacuuming it afterwards. I compare that to washing your hair, letting it dry, and then trying to take a blow dryer and blow the dirt out. If you aren't rinsing things out with clear water, you're going to leave a residue there that's going to attract dirt back to it. And a lot of what we look at is really a buildup, a pH imbalance on the carpet surface from improper spotting or improper cleanings.
Yeah, and we know that there's a lot of gimmicks out there right now, but really, as you mentioned, it's just the tried and true kind of basics to make sure that you are doing the right work the first time.
You know what? I was told that carpet cleaning is as simple as washing your hair, but the process is no different than spot treating a stain on a shirt. You know, you think about that. You can throw a shirt in the washer with soap and water all day long. You pull it out of the dryer, and there's that darn spot. You treat it right the first time, and it goes away. Carpet is the same way. If you don't understand the pH of what's on that surface and you don't go to the right level of pH to counter it, you're never going to get it to move.
Yeah, and, you know, that's great as far as, you know, making sure that you're working with, you know, carpet that was done right. But, you know, there's also some instances that you've seen where the carpet was kind of put on in a quick manner. There were, you know, corners cut on that way as well, and that impacts the overall lifespan of the carpet as well.
Oh, my goodness, by a major amount of years. Improper installation is probably the number one killer of carpet. Number two is improper cleaning. But when you don't install the carpet right, it's not stretched out and made to perform the way that the manufacturer constructed it. Every carpet, when packaged, contracts 1 to 1.5%, which means the weave closes up. When the carpet is laid, if that 1 to 1.5% is not pulled out during the original installation, it will grow with use. And what you're going to end up seeing is, in the worst cases, you're going to see wrinkles, and in some cases, they're folded over wrinkles. At the least, you're going to see a little bit of buckling at the edges of the walls or at the edges of floor transitions.
Now, Alan, when you're talking with your customers, you're going out to somebody's homes, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that they have about their carpet in general?
Well, the biggest thing I think is that they don't really understand how to care for it. There's nobody out there giving them guidance on what needs to happen. You know, like I said, even with, you go to the store and you buy these spot shots or spot machines, you know, you got these spot bots, and, you know, there's all these different types of pieces of equipment that the consumer can buy to clean at home. But the instructions that they're giving are really making it harder to keep the carpet clean, because when you inject that solution in there and leave it, now you've got a dirt magnet that is pulling dirt back to it. I see it where a person can go maybe 3 years without cleaning the carpet, have the carpet cleaned wrong one time, and need to have it cleaned 2 to 3 times a year. And then the cleaning frequencies increase as time goes on because more and more soap is being put into the carpet. I've had carpets where it took me over 2 years to get all the soap out. But once we got all the soap out, we could maintain the appearance at that level from there until 20 years later. But without having it properly rinsed, you're just going to kill the carpet. Without having it properly installed, you're going to walk the carpet to death. Texture issues, corn rowing issues. You know, there are a lot of indicators that a carpet was installed properly just by the way it performs.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned getting those spot treatments and, you know, a lot of the over-the-counter things. So that's obviously kind of intended on taking care of, you know, our pets and things like that in the home. What would you suggest to maybe make sure that you are taking care of any of those accidents and especially that lingering odor afterwards?
Well, and urine is probably the hardest thing that our industry deals with. There are so many people out there that say they can get urine out. Well, in a tufted wall-to-wall installed carpet, the only way to get the urine out is to put the carpet in a bath. If you put the carpet in a bath, the urine and the chemical begins to attack the laminate that holds the backings together. Once the backings separate, you lose dimensional stability, and now you've got a rag on the floor that really isn't going to perform because the primary is separating from the secondary, and you're getting a rippling effect that you can't stretch out. Urine is, I don't know, in my world, you know, I just had a conversation with a lady this morning about that. If it was in my house, the first thing that would come out with all the technology and knowledge that I have is a knife. You can pour products on it like Nature's Miracle. There are other products out there. I'm not trying to endorse one product over another, but, you know, that just comes to mind, that you can pour on there. But the best course of action on urine is catch it when it's wet. When it comes out of the body wet, it's an acid. When it dries, it leaves an alkaline salt residue on the carpet that attaches to the carpet and is hard to remove. The odor molecule remains active for 10 years and is activated by heat and moisture. So unless you neutralize the odor molecule, every time you get the carpet wet, all you're going to smell is that odor again. In high humidity and high temperature days, it will activate the odor also. And again, that can go on for 10 years. If you saturate the area, if you've got a dog that puts a gallon of liquid out in one release, you've got to have a gallon to 2 gallons of deodorizer to counteract that. I've seen a spot on top be 3 inches in diameter, pull the carpet up, and in the back it was 3 foot in diameter.
Yeah, there's a lot to come to when it comes to carpet cleaning. We could go on forever, but unfortunately we're up against the clock. Alan, if anyone has more information or maybe wants to start a deeper conversation about getting their carpet taken care of the right way, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, our office number is 719-391-0623. Our website is carpetcarecraftsman.com, and there is a contact page there. They can send me an email.
All right, Alan Shipley with Carpet Care Craftsman here in Colorado Springs. We appreciate your time and joining us this morning here on KRDO News Radio.
Andrew, thank you very much.